Right, let's focus on another aspect that has also been a major, major source of conversation here everywhere, whether it's in your homes or right here on 702, South Africa's energy crisis. One of the threads in this is that Eskom has battled to buy sufficient diesel for the open cycle gas turbines, which could mitigate both how long load shedding goes on and the levels at which we are load shed. Now it seems that a standoff that had existed between Eskom and National Treasury has to some degree been resolved. So let's hear about this from News 24 business writer at large, Carol Payton. A very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Don.
So, Carol, first of all, what was the standoff about? Let's frame this first in what the problem was before we look at the solution.
Okay, so we all know that Eskom has had these long-standing financial problems. And because of its operational performance, its poor performance, the way it's been trying to minimize load shedding is by burning lots and lots of diesel, around 2.5 billion rands worth a month.
Right.
And as a result, it's wildly overspent on its budget for diesel. And unfortunately, you know, that is money they're unlikely to get back from the consumer, because NERSA, the regulator, has in the past not given them, you know, as much as they would want to claw back on the
right.
diesel budget. So they're kind of feeling the pressure, and they said, well, you know, enough's enough, and we can't, you know, responsibly, we can't carry on spending at this rate. So that was in December. And so, as everybody knows, we've had quite severe load shedding ever since.
So what have they agreed to now? My understanding is not that Treasury will give them money, but Treasury will give them what?
Yes, so Eskom wanted money. They wanted the cash. They were saying, you know, give us 10 billion or something till the end of at that stage until the end of the financial year, and you know, we can go buy diesel. And just bearing in mind as well that I think the cost of load shedding to the economy, the most sort of conservative estimates are, it's 250 million rand per stage per day. So the cost, you know, outweighs the cost of the diesel massively.
Yes.
But Treasury was saying, no, you know, you actually are making your own decisions here about what to spend your money on. It's not like you don't have 2 cents to rub together. You do have money, but you're just choosing not to spend it on diesel. So that's their argument. And so what they've agreed now is to say, well, you know, you can go off, you just fine. They're not going to give Eskom any more cash. They're saying, you know, go and look at your finances, go and look at your expenses. And if you need to borrow, then go ahead and borrow. And so it's likely that Eskom would then have
yes.
to go and borrow, you know, short-term money for to get it through February and March with, you know, by burning diesel. So it's sort of a little bit less load shedding than we've been having.
So, Carol, I mean, you've said before that in general, this current finance minister, Enoch Godongwana, has said he's going to take a rather tough love approach, not just to Eskom, but to state-owned companies in general. Has he been consistent with that? I mean, certainly there's been a tightening of cash flow to Eskom, but has that been applied across the board?
Yeah, I would say he's been consistent. I mean, he's been, you know, very hard line. And, you know, you can understand the point. You can understand both points. You know, you can understand Eskom saying, well, actually, you know, municipalities aren't paying us. You know, if they were, well, then we could buy diesel. You know, you're not helping us solve
right.
that problem. Well, Treasury, on the other hand, saying, you know, Eskom are like a bad child who just looks to their parent all the time for bailouts. And the
yes.
more the parent goes on, you know, giving the bailout or feeding them more cash, the less likely they are to become, you know, very reliable and fastidious about their finances. So that's the debate. And I mean, I honestly don't know who's got a stronger point and case
right.
to make. But definitely we need to do everything we can to minimize load shedding. We're seeing the damage is just so huge.
It is, absolutely. And of course, that affects Enoch Godongwana's pocket. I don't mean literally, but as he draws near to this budget and the next, the amount of revenue that he has to work with is massively affected by what you've just described. Just a final question, Carol. I mean, if Treasury has this kind of leverage to say no unless you do certain things, some might ask the question why, if they're looking holistically at Eskom, they haven't, for example, put pressure on Minerals and Energy saying, look, you know, we're not going to give you money for this and this unless you move quicker on some of the regulatory stuff that is holding things up. Why doesn't he say to Praveen Gordhan, listen, I'm chopping a little slice off your budget because we're still waiting for the boards to be appointed for the various Eskom entities that are supposed to have been broken up by now?
Look, you know, it's tricky because in this case we're talking about a sort of like a, you know, a once-off sort of cash payment outside of the budget, what's not being approved in the budget. Whereas, you know, the money for the line departments, all the line departments, is decided, you know, by the Council of Ministers, Council on the Budget, which is a council of, you know, of cabinet ministers, and they make those decisions, and you can bet that you know, the finance minister is in those meetings when those decisions are made, arguing against all sorts of allocations, and you know, SAA is a great case in point. You know, Praveen Gordhan's been trying to get that money out of the Treasury for 2 years now, and the Treasury's just, you know, Enoch Godongwana's just said, no, I won't, I don't want to, and he's had the support of the majority of that council.
Thanks so much. Carol Payton, News 24 business writer at large. So some break in the logjam that has existed between Treasury and Eskom, but we'll see how that plays out. I mean, the purchase of diesel, one way or another, we're going to pay. What way do we pay? Pay in your taxes or pay in the devastation to either businesses you're trying to run or businesses that you either work for or hope to work for someday. Some choice we have. It's 28 minutes to 4.